listening to Spokespeople.
Hi, podcast listeners. This is Alice.
And this is Elizabeth.
And we're part of the team that hosts the Spokespeople storytelling events.
This is the podcast of the true stories told live at our monthly storytelling shows in the San Francisco Bay Area.
The story you're about to hear, told by Ian Ratzer,
Hi there.
Comes from our April 2014 show, Eat Me, Stories of Things Consumed, at the House of Duke in Berkeley.
This is a truly delectable story. I hope you enjoy it.
But anyway, coming up next, we have Ian Ratzer, our very own audio technician and podcast producer extraordinaire. Ian Ratzer is a semi-recent Bay Area transplant, spending most of his waking hours frolicking in the valley between the fields of music and technology. He is an avid bike commuter, but suffers from a crippling allergy to spandex and goo. Please welcome Ian.
Good evening. Eat me. Food. I love food. It's so good. We're going to go back to food with my story. I hope that's all right with everybody. Late this morning, I was going through my pantry and reorganizing things and making sure that things were properly rotated and, you know, nothing was getting too expired, you know. When love of my life and spokespeople co-founder Sarah Bars walks in and says, Ian, Becca tells me we need a couple more stories, and tonight the theme is Eat Me. You know, you should do something. You should tell a story. And I say, how do you figure? She said, Ian, you have a special relationship with food. And I said, how do you mean? She said, remember that time when you worked at that tech company and you didn't do groceries for 14 months because there was so much leftover food from the catered dinners that you lived in, you subsisted entirely off of like refrigerated and frozen leftovers? I think you served me some of that at some point. I said, I guess I see your point. Yeah, I like the way she put that. So I don't want to tell that story, but I was reminded of another story of this an episode that I had with food. I love food in general. I like really expensive and fancy food. I like really cheap and crappy food. I love to cook. I love to go out to restaurants. And this story takes place in the summer of 2008 in Montreal, my hometown. And Montreal is a place where it's really hard to come by Southern barbecue. We don't really have it. It's about in North America, it is a point about as far away from the American South as you could possibly be, both geographically and culturally. So there was only at this point one restaurant that I knew of. Now I think there might be three or four. But in a city of like 3 or 4 million metro area, there was only a couple of places where you can get pulled pork and all that kind of stuff and good ribs. So I was really excited when I found out that they were this one place called Mesquite was having their inaugural rib eating contest. And it was only $10 to sign up. And I was really excited about that. I said, there was that time I ate that pie in Colorado in 99, but I haven't really done any sort of, you know, eating lately. Like, not professionally. So, right, competitive eating. So I decided I would sign myself up. You know, it's $10, and it was not, you know, there was about a dozen people. It wasn't huge, but the paper showed up and took a couple of photos. My mom told me later that I'd been on TV, but it was a really fun time. You know, I showed up there and they had these big like aluminum steam trays of ribs in sauce. And it was really, I'd eaten at this place a few times before. I really liked it. They had good cornbread and all that. So they laid out a tray in front of each person and had an empty steam tray on the, you know, just behind it. And they were kind of scientific about it because they figured some people are more thorough and some people are not so thorough. So they don't count how many ribs you've eaten. They measure the weight of your tray prior to and after, and then they add the weight of your refuse pile. So, you know, it was the day of. I didn't even have anyone there with me. It was just like, this is what I'm doing today. So June 28th, 2008 turned out to be like, I think it's still, now it's probably like towards the low end of the top five, but like top five best days for me ever. Because I showed up, you know, just said hi, grabbed a beer, sat down, and, you know, the gun went off, and all of a sudden, there was not actually a gun. Let's say there was. And I started eating, and it was really delicious, and it was the same ribs that they serve in the restaurant, and it was $10. It was amazing. And, you know, time just became elastic. I only had 10 minutes, and I could have kept going for so long, but I was really, really enjoying it. You know, I saw people around me, they were getting kind of, like, weird about it, and one guy actually started throwing up a little bit, and I was like, oh, that's not how to do it, man. This is good food. Like, we should all just be enjoying this as quickly as possible. So, and everyone around me, I hate wasting food. You know, like, I think it's terrible. I when I eat, you know, ribs or chicken wings or anything, you look at the bones afterwards, they have been picked clean. It's absolutely, there's no waste involved. It's not how I was raised to ever have any kind of waste like that. So my little pile of bones didn't look like very much because everything was like completely clean and everyone else was like taking two bites and getting rid of every single one. And I was like, oh, you guys, this is terrible. And people are saying you're not being efficient with your time. And I'm thinking, this is, you know, 6 or 7 minutes in, I'm just enjoying myself and everyone else is freaking out. And I don't look like I'm eating all that much. But at the end, they weigh it. And it turns out that I'm apparently able to consume 4.3 pounds of meat in 10 minutes. Which is crazy. And it was really good too. And so I won. And I walk out of there with a full belly. I wasn't hungry for another 3 days, which is also great. Saved me a couple of bucks there. And $500 cash. And that night I go to, it's the middle of the Montreal Jazz Fest, and at Place des Arts downtown, Al Green is playing. And so that was just like part of my day. I go there, and he's got dancers and like backup singers, and he sings "I Can't Get Next to You, Babe," and he sings "Let's Stay Together," and he's amazing, and he's throwing roses into the audience and stuff. Like, and I recorded the whole thing on my little, you know, thing that I'm using to record myself right now, and the recording came out okay. You know, it was a really, really good day. Everything went. I was just really pleased with how everything played out for that entire 24-hour stretch. Fast forward to the second annual mesquite rib eating contest. I show up there. This time I'm ready. This time I'm cocky. I'm planning on winning, and I've like already spent that $500. Like I'm ready. I've got the rest of my band with me. A band who you can hear actually featured in the intro and outro music to our podcast. I've got them with me, and they're like filming the whole approach to the restaurant. They've got the video rolling, and it's like we've got like sunglasses on, and we stroll up to this restaurant, and it's on. You know, we've come here to win, and it's much like the previous year. It's great. You know, I'm enjoying the good food and. It's still only $10, and I'm really excited. And some of the same guys who I had beaten by an admittedly narrow margin the previous year were there as well. And this time, I do the same thing. And I really have a nice meal. But then they start weighing these trays. And these two guys who I had beaten out the previous year, each of them beat me by a narrow margin. And so I was like, I guess I'm in third place and all I get is a gift certificate. But then there's this skinny woman about yay high whose tray gets measured and she's beaten all of us, pushing me out back into fourth. But it was okay, because I love food. And I'd had a nice day. My band were like crestfallen. They were like, we can't use any of this. But yeah, that's just one little vignette in my special relationship with food.
Thanks, Ian.
If you liked this story or would like to tell your own story, come to our next show. Go on our website, spokespeople.org, for more information. That's spokespeople.org. You can also like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Podcast audio production by Ian Ratzer and Jean Goldstein Plesser at Mercy Park Studios in San Francisco. Podcast coordination by Sarah Bars. Event hosted by Jean Goldstein Plesser. Event coordination by Rebecca Stevader. And event photography by Chris Koster. Music for this podcast was by First You Get the Sugar.
Thanks for listening.